Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're discussing Season 2, Episode 9, Espionage, and we have a very special guest here sitting on our couch, so please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Thank you again so much for tuning in to our Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We thought this song appropriate and disgusting for the occasion. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And before I introduce our special guest, I have my lovely ladies all here together with me. Please let everyone know who you are and where they can find you online.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Hello everyone, I'm Abby Vega. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at _AbbyVega.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, and you guys can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And as promised, our special guest is Genevieve Buckner.
Yay!
Madison. Oh, man. All right, Genevieve, where can everyone find you on social media for those that don't
Genevieve
know?
Genevieve Buck. That's it. Just Buck. It's Genevieve B-U-E, because my name is too long and it doesn't fit. And only Twitter and Instagram. I don't have anything else.
That's true. That is true. Well, you know, very simple and easy and kind of the opposite of Madison. You guys, I love Madison so much.
Me too.
I think she's one of everyone's favorite characters, and I know that when you got the part, the, you know, breakdown, I think, just said, like, possibly recurring.
Mm-hmm. It was really short. It said possible recurring. The audition itself was one line. It was one sentence and, like, a sound. And I think it was just Madison coming into the control room, saying something was wrong, and Quinn saying, get out! And her being like, and leaving. That was it. It was super short, and they didn't know. They were like, don't know how many episodes. We'll just see how it goes. And that was all. And now here we are.
It must have gone really well.
Yeah, that one line, yeah. You must have seemed terrified of Quinn. That
I guess I was scared enough. They're like, oh, she looks like she's going to pee herself. She's perfect.
Well, this episode was kind of a nice relief. I'm just not going to be able to stop. I'm sorry. It was funny, and it was about poop, and so I'm just going to continue with it. I thought it was kind of, you know, it's still serious, but not as, like, gut-wrenching as the past couple of weeks.
See, I mean, I thought it was so gut-wrenching besides the poop part.
Like, I mean,
I feel like it was pretty intense.
In one sense.
Yeah, I think we're just going to keep on doing it and not even, like, realize we're just talking about it.
Episode, the shit hit the fan.
It did.
But that's every episode.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And we learn about Coleman, because just if we like him or not, if anyone likes him after this, they're crazy. There's, like, no question now.
Told you guys.
She did. Yeah. Renee from the beginning was like,
I did
evil.
Not trust him. But there's still something about him to me that's like,
what?
Yeah, after I had sex with hot Rachel, I'm done with Coleman too.
Besides, just because he can turn it on to Rachel so she'll go with his plan because he knows he should be scared of her does not make him a good person. There was just like something still there that I'm like, maybe he is still really trying to get them. I don't know. Sorry.
No one else agrees with me. From the sisterhood of traveling fans.
Wrong character.
Yeah. No, but I don't know. There was something, I guess maybe until the very end, throughout the episode, though, weren't there any times where you still kind of, maybe he is still trying to actually look out for her? I was.
Yeah, until he had sex with hot Rachel, I was like, okay, he's cray-cray, but, you know, he obviously likes her in a way. And then I'm like, nah, screw him.
Yeah, after the hot Rachel thing, that's when I got.
I always thought he was just trying to, even this whole episode, I was like, nope, he's manipulating her. Especially after what he did last episode, or two episodes ago, when he recorded her? All drugged up. Like, that was
that was
so
weird.
Wrong. That's so taking advantage of her. And now he has to manipulate the situation because Rachel is a terrifying person. And he knows to keep her on her good side, or keep, Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, or she will make him shit himself.
That is an amazing weapon, and I'm just glad someone used it. I mean, it's about time, like she said this episode. But so, because a lot of the people that we have in here every week, Genevieve, you know, we ask them, because they're typically, like, on the newer season, or, you know, they weren't in every episode. Like, mm-hmm. were you a fan of the show? But you've been in the show since, you know, the first episode. Yeah. Do you watch it ever, like, a fan? Because there's a lot of storylines you're not, you know, there for.
I actually do. I was always really excited to read the scripts. I remember for season one, I tried to kind of avoid parts that I wasn't in so that I could be surprised while I watched it. But this season, I was just like, no, I just want to know what's going to happen. I'm just going to read it. So watching the first season was really fun because there was a lot of stuff that I actually didn't know what was going to happen because I specifically avoided it. But no, I really like the show, and I've been so busy while this one's been airing. I've only actually had a chance to watch a few of the full episodes, and the rest of the time I have to live tweet along, and it sucks because I do enjoy watching it. I think it's super fun. It's a very fun show, and it's a very fun show to work on.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like saving like books of chapters of a book, you know, mm-hmm. probably like reading those scripts.
Yeah.
And, you know, the addition of Michael Rady this season has been huge, and he's been a really interesting character because he's kind of brought in, there's only these core characters, you know, there's Rachel, there's Quinn, there's Chet, there's Jeremy, and there's Madison.
And Jay.
But then, you know, there's so many new people, and he might be just this one season arc. I don't know. But have you enjoyed, like, have you gotten to have a lot of scenes with him? Or just a couple? I think you've had a few.
We have a few, but we're not, like, Madison's off-producing, and he's the showrunner, and but he's also, you know, doing his own stuff with Rachel mostly. But Michael is a lovely man, and he is wonderful, and he has the most amazing family, and they're so great. And he was such a pleasure to work with every time we did get to work together. Madison is such a scatterbrain in a way, though. She's always just, like, running all over the place. There's not too many people that she consistently talks to, except for maybe looking at Rachel and Quinn and, like, trying to copy them. And that's about the only thing that she can focus on is that.
Yeah, and speaking of men, Julie Collard in the chat wants to know who the sexy man next to you is.
This is my... This is my lovely sexy boyfriend, JJ. Yeah. This is JJ.
Hello.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Good question.
I know. It's like, that's funny. I'm going to ask it. But we love Madison as her mini Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of my questions in general, too, is just, do you think your character loves Rachel, hates Rachel, or, like, wants to take her place, or this combination of everything?
I think a little bit of everything, but even if you go back to the first episode of season two, when you find out that her mom is dead, and then when she's crying with Chantel, if you listen to her, she's saying, I feel really bad, I knew my mom was sick, they wanted me to come home, and I didn't come home because of this, so it's these two women, Quinn and Rachel, are, like, the two people that she looks up to the most, and now her mom is gone, and that's really intense, and she's, you know, crying, confessing all this stuff to Chantel to get what she needs out of producing, but at the same time, it's all very true, so those are the two female, like, role models that she has, so I don't think she wants to replace anyone. I think she just wants to do good by them and make them proud and impress them, always. Yeah. So that's all she's trying to do. And then every once in a while, because she knows that, you know, Quinn is Queen Bee, if she needs to step on Rachel's toes to, you know, come ahead a little bit, she's definitely going to do it, as happened in this episode a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I love Madison's transformation from, like, the beginning of the series till now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so entertained by the character, and it's awesome. I'm like, I can't believe she just did that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, literally, when you throw up and go, that was awesome.
That was
my favorite part.
That was the first scene that I filmed for season two. That was my first day on set. That was the first scene I had to do, and I was like, oh, boy. Okay, here we go. We're jumping right into the crying and the vomiting. But reading that script was really funny because I had no idea what they were going to do with Madison this season. I didn't know I was coming back until pretty much right before we started filming, and I was just sitting there going, please, 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 I love working on this show. Bring me back. And I got the script, and I was super excited, and I started reading, and I got to that scene. I had no idea where it was going, because at first she's like, I can't say that. I don't think she's going to want to talk about it. And then I got to that one, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know where it's going, and I love it. This is going to be so fun.
It's, you know, you could tell at that point that you are a twisted sister. Like, there's no, you know, before it's like, oh, well, she just seems like she's copying, and maybe she is inspired, but oh, no. Like,
I mean, you see a little bit of the crazy in season one with the whole Chet situation. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. True. This is
a great idea. Yeah. And apparently you did Graham, too, but we never saw that.
I know. Oh, my gosh, Madison, your taste in men. What are you doing?
Hey, I like Chet.
Yeah, let's just say me and her are big Chet fans, so yeah. I get it.
No, I like Chet too.
It's fine. Too. Not smart in your part to have done to Quinn.
No.
But still, and I love how they continue to reference those things.
No, I actually was really happy with that. I wondered if they were going to just drop it, and I hoped that they didn't, because, I mean, that's not something you would drop ever. Yeah. Like, that is something they're going to hold over Madison's head forever, because why wouldn't you? I mean, that's a pretty awful thing to do. It worked, though.
I love those comments that Quinn and Rachel make to Madison about Chet.
Yes,
because it's so in character for them. If they didn't do it, it would be weird. Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense at all. So I think it's great. And they do it in not a too over-the-top, like, all-the-time kind of way, but in the right moments they do it, and it works.
They do a good job.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, they must see value to Madison because they continue to keep her around. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, the first episode where you've actually gotten legitimate praise for your work as a producer.
It's pretty big. Yeah. She probably went home and just danced around. She was so excited. Quinn said something nice about her. I definitely think that they see a little bit of, you know, the intensity that you need to have to do that job, especially with season one. Even just when she tells Quinn, it wasn't a mistake, I knew what I was doing. That has to have stuck in Quinn's mind a little bit, of someone who was, you know, I guess, crazy enough to do that to get ahead. And then throughout season two, she says, like, you started somewhere, Rachel. Like, you have to teach her. They definitely don't just think she's an idiot nobody. They say it all the time, but at the same time, they're still letting her do it, and they're still pushing her to do a better job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And praising her now when she does do a good job.
That's like, I feel like it's totally Quinn. It's as hurt as she was by it, she still sees that other side, the, oh, but wait, she did that to me? Like, this girl's nuts. Like, she's bored with that, you know? Yeah. So it's another total Quinn characteristic to be like, okay, I maybe could keep her around.
Yeah, she likes to have her little messed up ducklings, you know, which we will get into. It's, you know, kind of sad. But let's talk about Rachel and Madison and Yael and Coleman. Because Madison sees this whole thing go down, which I agree with you, Lucretia. I was on the fence with Coleman, and then when I saw him with Yael, and then the second time, I was like, oh, you did not. But even the first time, I, you know, first of all, why is this girl obsessed with Rachel and her leftovers?
Right?
Yeah.
Weird.
There's something up more with her besides just the reporting.
And this episode made me think that 10 times more. I feel like now she's even using Coleman a bit. Like, I don't even think that's just because she's like, oh, romance. I think she's using him now to learn more about Rachel.
I think so, too.
To me, and it's not just because I miss revenge so much, but yeah, it's kind of lame if they just make her a reporter. She's too focused on Rachel and Rachel's men for it not to be revenge on Rachel.
Yeah, what about Quinn, you know?
Yeah, she's really focusing on Rachel a lot.
And if we think about how Yael was found out by Coleman, she didn't mean for him to find her. So she had to, like, go plan B, plan C, what do I do? And then brought him on board because he found out what she was doing. I don't think it was because she's like, well, another teammate, cool. You know? So I think that's another reason that makes me think she's using him.
A whole lot of users on this show.
Yeah. No, because the first time that they kissed, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, maybe Coleman's just maybe kissing her just to kind of, like, I don't know. Shut her up and kind of just use her information. But then that's what I was saying, the whole episode, I still didn't know, but then it was the end that kind of really, like, oh, God, he's not good.
Just a little bit back to Coleman, because I get it. if anyone were to rewatch these after shows, I'm, like, so torn. And one week I think he's good, the next I think he's bad. But I think that in his own twisted way, that's even more twisted than Rachel's, he is, like, convincing himself that doing this or sleeping with Yael is going to help them have this, like, killer career. And, like, they will... And then what is he going to think? They're going to... He's going to, like, have this, you know, threesome relationship with, like, two girls that kind of look alike. I don't even know, because... He's, you know, he's trying... the thing is, though, he is not telling Rachel about Yael. About that she's a reporter.
Yeah.
He's leaving that part out. But he is seeming to try to justify his other actions by protecting their future.
That's what's interesting to me, because I genuinely still... I think I still do, even after the whole Yael stuff. Sorry, I'm saying that weird. But
I say her name weird every time.
Yeah, but I still, like, get... the feeling, I felt like he was genuine in his feelings for Rachel. Do you guys feel that way, or do you think it's all BS?
No, BS.
Really?
Sure. I think it's BS. He might care to her about her to, like, an extent, but I mean, you don't do that to people you care about. There's no way. I think he's good. I remember, like, a while ago I said he's good at playing the game, and that's what I think he's doing right now. He's playing the game. Every single time he talks to Rachel, it's like, oh, hey, babe, it's like... we're going to use this against the show, and then you're going to be put away in rehab. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
That's not how you talk to him.
No, yeah. I know. I still just kind of got the vibe, though, that he truly still, like, cared about her. I think he's, like, just as sick as her, maybe. And they have this sick
connection.
I mean,
everyone on the show could probably do with some serious therapy.
Yeah. I think Madison is just, like, somehow the mastermind of it all. She's, like, the puppeteer. She's, like,
secretly.
I know, that would be crazy. I mean, it kind of is like that sometimes, and you think, whoa, she is, like, a lot smarter than I thought she was. And, yeah, again, like, all of her one-liners are absolutely amazing. And they're, like, we talked about a little bit before, was a really fun line. It was a fun scene with you, Quinn, and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And you guys were all... Madison was basically like, oh, Rachel, like, can you steam Tiffany's dress? Yeah.
So rude. That's such a horrible thing to say to Rachel, the, like, showrunner or number two, depending on where in the show. Just, that's, you don't ask that person to steam wardrobe. That's ridiculous. She knew what she was saying. She wasn't accidentally saying the wrong thing to the person
like,
who was...
I actually do need help. No.
That was just Cole rubbing it in her face.
And then you rub Coleman and Yael in her face. Amazing.
But was that rubbing it in her face, or was it Madison, like, cluing her in?
I think the "I need someone to steam the wardrobe" was definitely rubbing it in her
face.
Absolutely. But the Yael and Coleman thing is maybe even just, I'm tired of people bringing up the whole, you know, Chet situation. I'm done with it. I'm done with being walked all over. And even though Madison is now a producer, every once in a while she still gets kind of treated, you know, not as well as Jay, not with as much respect. And she hasn't worked her way up to that yet. But at the same time, probably a little sick of it at this point. And... has an opportunity and a thing, and when she sees it happen, she gets that big smile on her face. She's like, perfect. Yes. If I'm, like, stomped on again, I have something. So.
I love that evil smile. It's like, not even quite evil. It's, like, still
just
kind
so
of, like,
excited.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, still sweet, but it's, like, but you're gonna use it for,
like, oh, no, don't you do it.
I really wanted you to say, like, that you, because when you saw Coleman and Yael kiss, you were, like, oh, and you, like, ran off right away, and then, you know, maybe, yeah, you were throwing a dagger at Rachel, but also, like, hey, your boyfriend's cheating on you.
Yeah.
Get it together, girl. Don't, and, you know, cluing her into what was happening.
I feel like there could have been an opportunity for her to do that in a nice way, but Rachel was making her mad. She didn't do it in the nice way, I think.
Yeah, it's like the little sister.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they're like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, you should still know your boyfriend's cheating on you.
Yeah. I get that.
I feel like she would have used that any way she could have. So if it was in a case where, if I'm nice to Rachel and I help her out, she'll help me out, maybe she would have used it like that, and that would have been a nice way to be like, hey, listen, here's the truth of the matter. But the opportunity to use it a different way came ahead first, so she just took it.
But yeah.
Well, I think that's your character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we see an interesting connection, again, this episode with Chet and Tiffany.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Oh,
no. Oh, Chet. But, like, silent, what like, is he doing?
I mean, listen, I think Chet's sexy. I'm not completely opposed to... No, I am.
I'm opposed to her, I think. Because she clearly doesn't, like... have any feelings for any of these guys that she's hooking up with. It's like she said, she's like, you know, I have major daddy issues.
Come here. She doesn't want to be there in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like so over her.
Like, I'm not against Chet because Chet, to me, this sounds weird, but it seems like he like likes her.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he's genuine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's probably shocked that like this gorgeous woman is even semi interested. Yeah. He's like, oh, wait a second. Now he's getting all like the butter.
He's like a puppy.
And then I love that scene where Jay says, that's even worse than.
It really is like because that shows he actually cared about her.
Yeah, right? And I was trying to sabotage the dates.
So funny.
And poor Chet, like because I liked Tiffany up until then. I was like, no, don't hurt Chet. I like him.
That's so funny. Like because Chet last season,
so different.
Like, yeah, so different.
Mm-hmm. I always liked him. I've always
been entertaining.
Yeah. Entertaining for sure, but like way sleazier
in the first season.
In the first season,
yeah. Yeah, you're right. He was, it had nothing with him to be, like, heavier, because he is, I thought he was hot last season, too, honestly.
Oh, like, junk in the trunk.
Yeah. But, yeah, this thing with them, I'm just a little bit annoyed that now the love of his life, Quinn, he can't just be putting that aside.
No.
But at the same time, why would you treat the love of your life so poorly?
Because
through, like, all of season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's realized, but I just hope he hasn't given up.
Yeah, because I think he just feels like John Booth is good enough for Quinn, and he's not. But I think now that he knows that they're broken up, or what we saw this episode, he'll probably go running back to Quinn.
I don't know. Chet and Quinn definitely have that like connection, that undeniable thing that they'll always have. But I think she's better off without him. As much as I would be like, oh, Chet and Quinn together, but I think she's.
I think it's really sad because I feel like Quinn is probably the only person who would be able to, manage Chet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she doesn't want him anymore.
Well, what's sad, too, is I think in season one, you can tell how in love with him she is. And so that's why I can't feel as bad for Chet in the situation that she wasn't running back to him, because she gave so much to him in that first season.
Yeah.
And he treated her like crap. So I don't know. I don't think that he should just expect her to...
To come running
crawling back.
Yeah, no, definitely. So. And I really liked Booth. And
I did too.
I loved Booth. I loved their relationship. I loved in the very first scene when they were kissing. Then she goes, "What? You never seen two people kiss before?" So many good Quinn lines this episode. Yeah. But I really liked them together. And then the way it ended, or at least as far as we know, was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because to me, this episode was a really good episode for Quinn. Like, I felt so much... I was so happy to see her happy with Booth and all this, her wanting to get tested to see if she can have a baby. And just the heartbreaking moment when she feels like she can't, and to say that she goes, I didn't even want it, but I wanted a choice. It reminded me of, like, when Robin on How I Met Your Mother, same thing. And it's like, oh, that's so painful.
Yeah, that's true. Here's the thing. I am not trusting Booth because, listen, I kind of trusted Coleman. And, Liz, do you see how this turned out?
That is
Booth
true.
Is but, Mr. Booth, Fantastic.
But Booth, honestly, sounds... I liked Booth.
Because he has an accent?
No!
That's what it's all about. He's good. He's got an accent.
He's
Freddie had an accent.
Yeah, he did.
What about Freddie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not Freddie. Sorry, Adam. Adam.
But I don't know. I think Booth seems... I know, like, I feel the same way because I totally trusted Coleman. But Booth seems different. He's such a minor part. He's not trying to convince Quinn of anything. That's the difference, I think.
He has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
At all. It was, like, their relationship that we saw was very... It very much brought Quinn out of the show for once.
Yeah.
She's not fully... always thinking about work. Like, when she was with Booth, it just seemed sweet and like a normal relationship.
Exactly.
As opposed to the very toxic relationship that was her and Chet. It never was just perfect. One always felt like the other one was using the other one or taking credit for... Like, that's not a healthy relationship. Whereas Booth wanted nothing from her aside from, like, her presence. And that's
sweet, and I think what anyone would want in a relationship.
Yeah, to me, it's just like, as she put it, you know, I don't want to be your disappointment, because, yeah, she felt like he was too good to be true, too, but to me, he is Mr. Fantastic for one reason, and then there's the fact of he, yeah, didn't want to do anything with the show. He was a fan, and he was a fan of Quinn. He wanted to do stuff with her, and not in a creepy way, like Coleman with Rachel.
Well, we will see, because I don't think any one character on this show is 100% like angel and good.
What?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
This show?
I think Ruby.
Maybe. Ruby's pretty good.
I was going to say, this season, Ruby and Chantel are probably the only two.
Love Chantel. Yeah.
I know. And I love Madison's scenes with Chantel.
They were very fun.
Yeah.
Megan is lovely as well. She was awesome to work with.
Yeah, we had her a couple weeks ago. We love Megan. She's amazing. Because you've said several really offensive.
I know.
And like, and her reactions every time she goes, "What?"
I love when you called her a cock tease.
That line, I was like, "Oh, brutal."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, are you serious? Like, you are wearing pigtail braids. Like, what is happening? And I just think that reaction is so funny and, like, true, because if someone saw you saying that, you know.
You're like, really?
What?
Did you just say that, right? I was trying to say something else.
Yeah.
I find it funny how Chantel is always so surprised when something bad happens. It's like, why are you shocked at this point?
Yeah, it's like she's the only one who's still not, like, fully aware of, like, the ridiculousness that's happening.
Yeah. With her, she is told to, you know, it's like, go home, just go home. And it's respect. Darius just continues to be a nicer person. Like,
he is
a classy guy.
Darius is good.
Yeah, I'd pick him over Adam any day.
Yeah. We kind of said that from the beginning. I had a feeling that he was going to be end up being a good suitor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, but like as the season progressed, I was like, oh wait, he's way better than pretty much anyone on the show. And I love like the better person he becomes, the more and more he hates Rachel.
The more
he sees of it, of the shenanigans that happen behind the scenes.
He won't even acknowledge her existence at this point. He's like, you're coming around me? Like, you can't come around
Like,
me.
I'm surprised he's the first person to do that. Like, Jeremy took the tactic where he would, like, insult her and all this stuff. And Darius doesn't even attack her or insult her. He's just, get away from me. Yeah. And that also shows how good of a person he is.
Yep. Yeah, because he could do that, too. He could call her a bitch and all this. Mm-hmm. But no, he's just like, why would you do that? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
Again. Oh, Darius.
Yeah, I do wish, I hope, I have no idea at this point. There's so much going on, but I need a Romeo conclusion.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, he's not going to be paralyzed. We get he's alive, but they've literally said one line, I think, about that. I'm sure some stuff was cut, but I need to know that he is, like, going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo, are you okay?
I know. So, I want to finish up that storyline, but I also want to continue to see the rest, and I want to see more Madison. We get to see a lot of Yael.
Too much.
This episode.
Too much.
It's a nightmare. Rachel, you know, comes up with this genius, and you know it's something good.
Especially with how smiley she is and, like, happy. You're like, this girl's gonna kill her.
That's another way episode. I love Jay, because Jay knows when she's up to something, and he's like, what are you doing, you know?
She's sneaky ass up.
She's
terrified. She's like, just producing the show.
Yeah.
Like, so funny. God.
And even how Madison over the walkie was like, you know, I need help with Hot Rachel, and they call her Hot Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mean.
And then Rachel's like, yeah, I gotta go on Hot Rachel. I can deal with that. And that's she just hard. All of a sudden, whoop, the wheels Madison. Are turning.
Yeah.
Why would you ever? Why would you ever?
I feel like you can kind of hear it in Madison's voice, too. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
what's gonna happen?
That was recording that, and we're like, I was like, she knows, right? She knows that it's weird that Rachel's like on it, right?
Yeah. So, you could tell. I could tell from that, like, one word. I'm like, oh, she knows this is going to be good.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be really bad. Like, and to me, am I the only one that thinks Hot Rachel totally got what she deserved?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
because
I feel like no one deserves to shit themselves on national television, though. Like, she definitely deserves some form of, like, hey, cut it out. But I don't know if
I have to say, I was surprised that hot Rachel wasn't a little more suspicious of how overly nice Rachel was being to her.
Me too.
But maybe she just hadn't she hasn't really seen Rachel's psycho flip before. Yeah. Because we've seen it with both seasons when she's talking to these contestants. She's like, mm-hmm. I believe in you. It's because I'm on your team. And then she goes back into, like, sociopath mode. So maybe she just hadn't seen it again. And she's like, okay, well, then Rachel's stupid. I'm smart. It's fine.
But she says she's... Just,
her, character's storyline, sort of, if you pay attention to it, is very privileged. And she's probably not used to having people, not give her what she wants, in a way. Like, there's a lot of scenes where she's like, people think my family is stuck up and prissy. Like, she's clearly used to... never having anyone stab her in the back or anything like that.
Yeah, that was me. It's like, there were times where they tried to play her as smart, but to me, it's just, she used her body way more than her brains, and that's why I was like, she's not that smart. Yeah. She fell for this.
Just like the fact that she's this reporter and has all this dirt on them, and then she still would not, and since she is so zoned in on Rachel, I'm surprised that she didn't have more suspicions about her being super nice to her, but...
Exactly.
Right? You're gonna let Rachel go get your dress?
Yeah. No. But, I don't know.
Okay. Monica, who plays Yael, is actually a very lovely, laid-back person, too, so it's funny. It's watching on screen. I'm like, oh, no! Are you okay? But I know
that. She's not really shitting herself.
It was such a well-played scene, especially seeing what was going on in the control room, versus what's, going on set and the reactions of everyone. And then Jay looks at her and she goes, that girl has to go. And everyone, and I think someone did some little, Vine or something that it's, when someone shits themselves on national television, it showed, your face, Jay's face, one of the director's face, Quinn's, and everyone's, and Darius's face, and they're oh.
Quinn's reaction was best.
I was laughing out loud. I was telling her this before. I was like, that, I had never had such a contagious. We were talking about
impossible.
It. Her laugh is so contagious.
I'm sure. It's really difficult.
And it was such a real laugh to me. I was just laughing and she just wouldn't stop. Mic drop. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous that you were so excited that this girl just pooped her pants. It was unreal.
I think it's great that someone was cynical and dark and genius as Quinn, that's what makes her laugh.
Yes.
So
yep.
Poop is funny to everyone, even Quinn, the boss ass bitch.
Poop and farts are always funny.
I agree, and Quinn was cackling.
Yes.
And I was she's a witch. Look at her go.
I laughed that hard in any other
episode
of
definitely not.
The hardest she ever laughed. And then when I thought she stopped laughing, it went back to her still laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she walks outside and someone else is laughing and she's like, see, it isn't only me. It is funny.
I noticed that the second time around watching it. I didn't even pick up on it the first time because I think I was laughing. I felt bad at first. Oh, no, I laughed a lot and then I felt bad. And then I was like, wait, no, I don't feel that bad.
Yes, heard it.
And listen, this girl has gone after Rachel continuously in every way, shape, and form. I think that Rachel, she's not had it all together, so I get it, but the Rachel that's there most of the time would have maybe caught on to, why is this girl so obsessed with me? This is weird, and I should, watch my back because she might be, collecting my tissues and, doing weird things on them. It's just too much. I really, really hope that they tie it up in the finale with something else. Just, one more thing
of
about
why
her.
She's going for Rachel.
Yeah, because also she was super emotional about the whole thing and cared a lot what people thought about her. And if she's this, big reporter and professional, I feel like a reporter would be like, it's fine, it's for the story, and I'm, putting it, it's gonna be, but she was just like, everyone's gonna think I'm gross!
Yeah, they're never gonna look at me the same again, and that was to me, it's just like, you just showed your hand, girl, that you're not this big boss-ass reporter that's in here. You are just as pathetic as all the other contestants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love when Tiffany was, inching away from her when they're stuck.
Yeah, and Quinn's cold, oh, Tiffany. Yeah.
That was so funny. And I love Tiffany, Quinn's just like, it's all a letdown after Shitgate.
Yeah.
I love Quinn and her lines.
Yes. So great. So funny.
If it was any other person on the show, including Tiffany, I would have felt bad.
Yeah.
But
true.
they've, you know, built this all up.
I think Rachel has, like, a limit where she wouldn't do that kind of a thing to Tiffany, who hasn't really done anything. Mm-hmm. Like, she definitely is... She wouldn't just throw that out to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly, because she had never done it before. So she was saving it for someone who really pissed her off, and...
I mean, hot Rachel...
Made out with her boyfriend.
And had sex with her ex.
Yeah, true. And is trying to sabotage her.
Yeah.
So. Listen, she tried to hit on Adam, but he told her to go find the drinks, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe Adam's still her one true love.
Wow. That's just
my opinion. I would love that.
Quinn's her one true love.
Yeah, exactly. When Quinn's like, I love you, that was amazing.
That scene.
Well, speaking of, there's two really nice scenes with them, one of which Coleman, like, very openly was like, yeah, you know, I secretly taped you on your cell phone. Like,
so casually, yeah, I tapped your phone.
Tapped your phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
weird. I'm sorry. That's not something that you tell someone. They're like, oh, cool, yeah, what'd you find out? That's not the reaction anyone would give you, ever.
To me, it's just like, why would you tell Rachel? You know she's crazy. You just got her out of a mental institution. My reaction would be to stab you. It's like, you tap my phone?
I think maybe you should join the ladies in Unreal.
I know.
Yeah, you belong.
Thank you, guys. That's the biggest compliment I've ever got.
Well, we have, you know, Rachel and Quinn are back together. The real love story of these women supporting each other.
So happy.
And,
it's not nice.
They were at odds for, I would say,
longer than I expected.
A long time,
75% of the season, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It really was
sad. For them to be reunited.
Yeah. And they are now, and Quinn basically is just like, I love two people usually in my life, and usually it's Rachel and a guy, which is, you know, she's like always leaving some vacant space for a man. I get it. But, you know, she can't have children, we find out this episode, and she loses it more than anything. And then when she finds out that the show is being threatened because Rachel tells her, it's, and she's admitted before, like, these people in the show are my babies. Mm-hmm. So it's as though she's now, like, protecting her babies again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was concerned for a second when she told her and it didn't get a quick reaction. Yeah. I was like, what if this ruins everything? Because I was like, Rachel, tell her the way it actually happened. Tell her that you were drugged up and he was recording you and you were on all these drugs. Because I was so worried she'd be mad, but nope, they teamed
I know,
up.
And then she got that look in her eye, Quinn's look, like, the, let's take the asshole down. And I was like,
Yeah,
because he's threatening the only baby she'll ever have. Yeah. So he's going to get it, and I like that.
Yeah, he is.
It was really, like, with that scene ending it and with the poop scene in the middle, it was just such a, like, versatile performance from Constance Zimmer. And it was, like, it's crazy how she, you know what I mean? Throughout the episode, you see so many different layers and emotions from her. You see her, like, in love with Booth in the beginning, and then in the middle, like, cynically laughing at a girl pooping herself and then crying and being so emotional to let's take him down.
Yeah.
And that's why she's nominated for an Emmy. So.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Throw the awards at Constance Zimmer. Just throw them all
of
them.
So good.
Yeah, she is so good.
I hope so. And of course, you know, like Sarah Gertrude Shapiro and everyone else on the show, the writers, the creators, and it's, I'm so excited.
I don't think I've ever worked on a show or a movie or anything where there have been so many, like, outspoken, speak-your-mind, incredibly talented women. It's very odd to me. I'm used to being on a set that is primarily, you know, male. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so fun to be with all these women who are just like, we're going to do it this way. Mm. And it's great. It's so, I love it. Constance, Shiri, they're all so talented. And if they think, like, they don't know if this part's going to work for this scene, they'll actually bring it up and not be afraid to say, hey, how do you feel about maybe moving this around a little or changing it up a little bit to make it more, like, impactful? And it's really, really nice, and they're so talented, and you can totally see how talented they all are every single episode.
Yeah, I think that's a big appeal of this show. I feel like that's something from, like, the very beginning of the first season is, like, these women, all the characters that are female, too, just are so strong, and I know that's part of why I love it, too.
Yeah, to me, this was really one of the few shows that had great female leads that I could relate to. And there should be more than this. But yeah, like, you know, Quinn and Rachel are such good, strong women that we want to watch every week. They're doing what, you know, to me, as I put it, it's like Wolf of Wall Street for women. And, you know, and this is so great to actually, this is equality.
Yeah. And I like it, too, because they do it without bringing down the males.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's still those strong males who are empowered, too. They do it without, like, you know, pushing them down the line.
If the males challenge them.
Yeah, if they challenge them,
they're going to bring them down.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were a guy. some questions for Genevieve. Sean Foreigner, who is at Curiosity Got Me on Twitter, would Madison ever want to take over Everlasting or start her own show, do you think?
I feel like she definitely would have that kind of thing in her brain, but I don't think she would have any idea how to go about it yet. I think she definitely needs to stay with Quinn and Rachel and learn the ropes a little better before even ever considering that, because she's still a baby.
Yeah, absolutely. And do we have, like, I know you guys, I'm sure, have some questions. I have a couple questions, and we have some more from fans that I am going to pull up. Was there anything in the chat that you want to bring up, Lucretia, as far as questions?
Cause, let's see.
We have some people. We have a good amount of people watching.
Yeah, we have
people
in here.
Yeah, let's guys, let us know some questions. Sean Forrester also asks, do you see yourself and your character at all?
Me in Madison?
Yeah.
I think a lot of her awkward tendencies are very much accurate to me. I can be an extremely awkward kind of person. I don't know. Sometimes when she's, like, stumbling around or dropping stuff or, you know, kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time, I tend to have that happen to me. But I don't think I'm as malicious as she is.
I hope not.
We have a lot of comments saying how much they love Madison. Madison's her favorite character. You look 13 with those braids.
I know. That's what I look very, like, very cute. Different with the braids. Yeah. A lot of people actually have no idea that it was me. For the season one wrap party, when I was dressed like myself, not as Madison, didn't have my braids in, I actually had crew members who I'd been working with for months asking what my job was on the show.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, Madison. They're like, oh my God.
That looks so different.
And I do look very different. People just don't know who I am.
That's funny.
One of my questions is, what is different about this season than last season? Because you have been in every episode. What is different about shooting it and kind of like the story and what the trajectory of the show is, you know, going on now?
Well, I think it's very different for me, especially. I can't really say for any of the other characters or people involved, because I was in, you know, every single episode before, but maybe once or twice in the episode, small bits. But now she's a producer, so I feel like I'm a lot more involved in the story, and I'm on set a lot more than I was for season one. I know it was super exciting when everyone got back together, everyone from season one, all the crew and stuff, and we actually got a lot of the same actual crew from season one. We had a lot of the same, like, camera operators, and it was really, really nice to see everybody, because they all knew how it worked. They all knew the rundown of, like, it was going to be kind of confusing because there's extras walking around with walkies, and it's hard to tell who the real crew is and who the fake real crew is. But it was really nice. It's a wonderful set. I really enjoyed working on the show. There was like, no, as silly as it is, so many sets do have drama just behind the scenes, pretty much all of them, and this one is so good at just staying focused, and there's no drama, and everyone's a good person. Everyone was just really happy to be back to do the second season, and it's exciting for the crew too. I've never seen a crew be so invested in a story, because usually they're ignoring the story, doing their own thing, focusing on their work, but they're always like, oh man, Quinn. They're involved in it too.
Julie Collard in the chat wants to know, who would you pick, Darius or Adam?
Darius.
I agree. Yeah,
I think we're all. I'd
have to pick. Depends what I'm doing, like, with each of them.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry.
Darius is such a gentleman.
Like, he is. Yeah, he is a gentleman, so I would like to marry him. Maybe next year I'll kill the suitor, if you guys know what I mean. No, but, like, Adam was just, and I know you feel the same way, Renee. Do not pretend. You have a thing for Adam.
Oh, yeah. And we'll he's love hot, Adam. And, like, there's something about
and
him.
And he's an accent. Yeah. We've been over this.
Yes. I mean, I'm all about putting the queen on your money, but usually because it's a guy is a nice guy. But to me, Adam is not nice.
Putting the queen on your money.
No, it's like Canadians, Adam's Australians, British, Welsh, they put the queen on their money, and those are the hot
guys. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Indian. I love Adam.
Okay, so I have another question. Has there been a scene that has just been so funny that everyone, like, can't, it takes a while to get through because people are laughing?
Oh, my gosh. It's so, everything in the control room. Every time we sit down to film in the control room, everyone's like, okay, here we go. Like, all of Quinn's comments to Graham and watching him, and also a lot of the time we actually get the footage. We get to watch the footage they've already shot, so we do get to see it as we're doing the scenes, which is super helpful. Sometimes it's green screen, but it's so entertaining, the stuff that is said in the control room, and we all have to be serious and, like, no laughing at everything that Quinn is saying, because everyone in that room is supposed to be used to her, and it's not as outrageously funny as it actually is to them, because they work there. Everything in the control room, I can't pick a specific day. It's always funny.
Is there one scene that you particularly loved to shoot, like, as Madison, as that character, or one that was tough, or just something that you really loved to shoot?
I did really enjoy doing the first scene with Chantel, because I was like, everyone's going to have so much fun watching this scene, because it's that switch of throwing up everywhere and then being all excited. It was so manic and entertaining. That was a really fun scene to do. Plus, it was the first one, so that was really exhilarating. I also actually really did enjoy all the stuff with Chantel, which she said earlier. I thought they had some really good dialogue between each other.
You and Megan work really well together. Yeah. You're, you know, very different on
the
screen.
The ashes. You got your fiance's ashes.
Yeah.
That was very fun. That was really
I love that
do.
One.
Well, on that note, guys, let's get into some quick predictions. Because next week is the finale. And it's, I know, I'm very sad.
I hope we don't have to wait too long for season 3, but I feel like we might have to wait a while.
We're going to save it all, the good stuff. It's so good.
So I think next week, Rachel and Quinn are going to kick Coleman's butt and get him, I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're going to get him blacklisted for sure. I'm scared for him, but I'm really excited to see how it plays out. And I think something is going to go, I don't know what, but something's going to go terribly wrong for, like, the finale for who Darius is going to pick. It's not just going to be, like, easy breezy, oh, Tiffany. I think something's going to go really wrong.
I'm going to just include the character of Madison in this because this is what I would like to see happen. So Quinn and Rachel, we've always seen, like, together team, and that's obviously happening again. I think it would be interesting if they ended up needing Madison to do something to help them take Coleman down and kind of that be, like, her initiation.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they've clearly been training her and thinking that there's something there. So I'm just kind of waiting. It might not be till season 3, but I think there's going to be one instance where they kind of bring her in and make her a bigger part of their little thing they've got going.
That's good.
Yeah, I would like to see that happen because I love how Madison is, like, you know, the completing the circle of Rachel Quinn and now Madison as far as cool, crazy, boss-ass bitches. But I do feel like definitely Quinn and Rachel are taking Coleman down. And to me, I see that they could even possibly not just get him fired and blacklisted, but possibly in jail because they could pin a lot of that stuff that happened to Romeo on him.
Oh, so true.
That's what I said. Remember I said that, guys?
You said they're going to pin it all on him. Mm-hmm.
Four-year man predicts that Jeremy will snap when he finds out about that Yael was using him. And I feel like he's going to be on their side at
but
this
is
point.
He going to, like, beat her up, too? He needs to control himself. I'm sorry, but I mean, I know, okay, so we had Josh Kelly in, like, a month ago, and he said that he was going to come back in the end and redeem himself in some way, shape, or form. So I think that means, like, he is going to be on, you know, our side, which isn't necessarily the good side. I was going to say the good side, but I'm like, well I mean, that's debatable. That's okay. I agree. So, I think Coleman is definitely going to be possibly, because he said, which I think was a foreshadowing this episode, you know, I don't want you to get blamed for everything that Quinn has done. Mm-hmm. And I want you to, like, you know, be responsible for that. Yeah, no, it's going to be on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think is going to happen. And yes, I do think that some crazy stuff is going to go down with the contestants. But I think Ruby might be, like, there in, like, the light at the end of the tunnel for Darius.
Yeah,
that's really, really what I hope. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait either. I'm thrilled that you are here, Genevieve.
Yes, thank you
so much
for coming.
Thank you so much. So one more time where everyone can find you on social media and continue the conversation.
Genevieve because my name is too long, so just Genevieve B-U-E Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
I'm Abby Vega. You can find me at _ Abby Vega.
And I'm Lucretia Lyon, and you guys can find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Use the hashtag ABTVUnreal because we do look at it, and continue to tweet at us. You can find me at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. We will see you next week for the finale. And we have a very special guest, and I'll tweet it this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, follow us. I'll tweet it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.